Unit 7. The Car Culture. Cars did not become necessities for families in the United States until after World War II. Before that time, cars were seen mainly as toys for the rich. By the end of the war, however, people were tired of saving their money and limiting their use of items. They were ready to have some fun. Unlike Europe and Japan, whose industries had been wiped out by World War II, factories in the United States could quickly be changed from production of wartime items to mass production of such luxury items as cars. Two other factors also helped the population of the United States take cars into their lives: low oil prices and drivable roads. With the discovery of oil fields in both Texas and Oklahoma, the price of gasoline was well within the reach of the average household. Also, the flat, open plains of the Midwest were well suited for laying down new roads designed for easy travel by car. As cars grew in popularity in the United States, there were also changes in lifestyle. Farmers who were once cut off from society by the isolation of country life now took weekend trips into the city. As well, workers in the cities no longer needed to stay in inner-city housing in order to keep their jobs at nearby factories. Those who made enough money moved out of the cities and into the suburbs. Now that each family had its own car, driving to and from work out of the suburbs became a common practice. The car boom also brought about changes in many businesses. All at once, drive-in movie theaters and drive-through restaurants began to appear across the country. Cars not only changed the way people lived, they also changed the way they thought. Traditionally, parents were the strongest role models for teenagers because young people spent most of their time in and around the home when they weren't in school. However, once they had their own driver's license and had access to cars, teens began spending more time out cruising with friends. Therefore, they became less likely to follow the behavior of their parents and more likely to follow the behavior of their peers. The term cruising actually refers to the act of driving with the purpose of seeing others while being seen. One city in California, Van Nuys, was particularly famous for the nightly ritual of cruising. It was not uncommon for people who lived 200 miles away to drive to Van Nuys and drive up and down Van Nuys Boulevard along with the hundreds of other teenagers cruising the street. People who lived along the street would sit on the porch in front of their houses to watch the parade of cars slowly drive by each night. The car boom of the 1950s reached its highest point in the early 1960s as new car models became more and more outrageous. Huge tail fins, super-powered engines, and multicolored bodies were only a few of the accessories new car buyers could choose from. One thing producers paid little attention to, however, was safety. In the mid-1960s, consumers began to demand that all car companies include at least a few common safety features in new cars. These new standards eventually led to safety features such as airbags, anti-lock brakes, and automatic door locks. In the United States, cars remain necessities for most people, even as large cities attempt to build faster and more efficient public transportation systems. The increasing costs of buying and maintaining cars make these items the second largest expense in homes in the United States after the cost of housing itself.